County commissioners closed a rural South Dakota jail recently after a lawsuit about the jail's physical condition. But that's not the whole story. Several people incarcerated in that same jail say staff ignored their medical needs. Other South Dakota jails have faced similar allegations, resulting in costly settlements for counties. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Lori Brandner says the trouble started while her sister was visiting.
And I cut our visit short because my head hurt so bad.
Brandner was serving time at the Walworth County Jail. That's in Selby, a town of less than 600 people in north central South Dakota. She was convicted and sentenced for setting her own bar and grill on fire for the insurance money. Brandner has a history of strokes and takes a blood thinning medication. She says jailers let her medication run out and failed to keep up with her blood work. The day Brandner complained of a terrible headache, she says jailers ignored her.
They didn't believe me.
Brandner says the pain got so bad she was in tears. She lost the feeling in one of her feet. She says the jailers did nothing and accused her of faking symptoms. The jail staff eventually let Brandner call her husband. He contacted her lawyer, who called the jail and demanded action. Finally, jail staff called an ambulance and Brandner was taken to a hospital. She had suffered a stroke. That was 5 years ago. Brandner is now legally blind from that and other strokes she suffered. She sued the county and settled for $85,000.
I was not after money. That wasn't the reason I did the lawsuit. Absolutely not. It was after justice. You know, people shouldn't be treated like this.
Lori Brandner is not the only inmate alleging inadequate health care at the Walworth County Jail in recent years. Robert Blazer says the jail denied and delayed his medications for diabetes, anxiety, depression, and pain. When he complained, he says the jail retaliated with solitary confinement. He sued the county and settled for $117,500. Vaughn Maxfield says when he was brought into the jail, he had a broken arm that needed surgery. He says jailers refused him treatment and claimed he was faking the injury. His lawsuit is pending. Walworth County Sheriff Josh Bohl declined to speak about the litigation. Bohl is the president of the South Dakota Sheriff's Association.
Any issue that has come up, we've addressed, and corrective actions were taken.
It was another case that finally convinced Walworth County officials to close the jail. Last fall, several people held at the jail alleged the aging facility was unsafe. The county commissioners agreed to close it and pay $91,000 in attorney's fees. Lori Brandner was glad to see the jail close, but she doubts it's the only one failing to provide adequate health care.
I'm sure it is happening elsewhere, and that breaks my heart that people are treated like that.
Recent court cases reveal additional problems in other South Dakota counties. In 2015, a woman died at the Brown County Jail in Aberdeen after she was allegedly denied treatment for a meth overdose. The county paid a $750,000 settlement to the victim's family. Last year, a woman filed another case against Brown County saying she didn't have adequate access to multiple sclerosis medication. The county agreed to pay $13,000 in attorney's fees and change its prescription drug policies. And at the Hughes County Jail in Pierre, a man died in 2018. A pending lawsuit claims the jail denied and delayed medications and treatment for diabetes. Neither the Brown County nor Hughes County Sheriff responded to requests for comments from SDPB. Lori Brandner placed the blame in her case against Walworth County on jailers. She says some people should not be given power over others.
They treated us all like dirt, worse than dirt. The one guard completely hated me for some reason. I have no idea because I didn't know her from Adam.
Brandner's attorney is Stephanie Pokup of Gregory. Pokup doesn't know if the recent spate of lawsuits comes from a specific problem with healthcare in South Dakota jails, but she says the broader problem may be financial.
It's easy for counties to get caught up in the budgetary demands of managing jails and forget the constitutional requirements and the entitlements that people have to be treated with basic human rights like medical care, even if they are in custody.
In the Brown and Hughes County cases, New Mexico attorney Francis Carpenter represents the people who filed the lawsuits. She says the county officials in both cases lack basic knowledge about their responsibilities.
The sheriffs, the people that maintain and operate the jails were unaware of the national standards which mandate the type of health care and the constitutional requirements for medical care.
The U.S. Supreme Court recognized the right to health care for jailed people 45 years ago. The court ruled indifference to a jailed person's serious medical needs is cruel and unusual punishment prohibited by the Constitution's Eighth Amendment. Many jails today have health care contracts with local doctors, nurses, or health systems. Until a couple of years ago, the Walworth County Jail had no such contract. Jailers would make appointments when necessary. After there were lawsuits, the jail hired a nurse to handle health care. Walworth County Sheriff Josh Bowl explains how the new system worked when people in the jail needed medical attention.
They'd be given a medical request form, and that's when the nurse would review it, and the nurse would be notified that there is a medical request to review, and then she would take care of it from there. See the individual, do vitals, make any appointments needed, and any follow-up.
Bull says the jail was providing better health care when county commissioners closed it. He says that decision created a new problem. His staff now drives about 5,000 miles a month hauling prisoners to other jails around the state. There are 24 jails in South Dakota. Jails typically hold people waiting for a trial or nonviolent offenders serving short sentences. Walworth County Sheriff Josh Bull says health care is a challenge for all jails. Research shows incarcerated people are more likely to have diabetes, infectious diseases, mental illnesses, and drug and alcohol addictions.
We fight the same things, I know that. I mean, we, emergency committals, mental illness, trying to keep that out of jails and into the right setting. But that's on a national level, that's not just here.
One survey of large jails around the country found that 91% have been sued over medical care. A report from the Pew Charitable Trust proposes solutions. It says jails should have medical staff 24/7. Otherwise, medical problems may go undiagnosed and untreated during overnight bookings. Pew says local governments should put performance requirements, penalties, and incentives in healthcare contracts to hold contractors accountable. And they should require medication-assisted treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.